Hey everyone, how's it going? My name is Robert LaFrance. I have Chris Bresnahan online here. We're gonna go over what we got in the works right now and how we got into it, and just get more familiar with Chris and a little bit more about myself. Chris, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell us who you are.
Absolutely. My name is Chris Bresnahan. I work for the Hockman team at Academy Mortgage. My best friend and I started our own office here in the Hampton Roads area about 2 years ago, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since. We do a lot of our work with the VA and veterans in general, as well as pretty much first-time home buyers. We try to come at people from our own kind of family perspective, since we've been best friends since we're 5 years old. We kind of treat all of our clients as our extended family, and try to connect with individuals our own age, and try to help individuals that are young business professionals starting their families, and then obviously looking to grow wealth and create their own empire, so to speak.
That's awesome. Well said. Well said. And you said you started with your best friend. So how long have you been in the area?
So we actually grew up on the same street together. We actually grew up in Chesapeake. So I've been here total, to answer your question, about 30 years, I think. I moved here when I was about 2 years old. He was actually born here. We met each other when we were about five. He lived right next door to me. And we went to high school together. We ended up going to college together. And we started a business. And about 2 years ago, we've been friends pretty much, just rock and rolling ever since. So.
Nice, man. So you're definitely a local.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question. I even went to college up right outside of Richmond, and didn't move around too much. Actually came back and purchased my first house with JT, my business partner. And we actually ended up holding on to it and renting it out to some of our other friends. And would love to talk to you guys about that during our classes and stuff, on how that affected us and started to kind of grow our empire, so to speak. And he and I knew that we kind of had a niche and worked well together, and that's where we kind of came up with the idea of starting the mortgage part of what we were envisioning for ourselves and our business, and it's kind of taken off from there.
That's awesome. I definitely want to ask more about that, about what your vision is and stuff like that. That's awesome. I do want to add though that it is awesome working with you too. Like right from the beginning. So for those who, you know, are just tuning in or seeing what's going on here, is that I made a few deals with Chris and JT. They are awesome. Like they're local, and when they're talking about how they treat like their clients and customers like an extension of their family, that is not just like marketing guff that like you hear everybody else say. I've been on the front porch of a house in Chicago with a client, and Chris on the other line, people freaking out and like trying to make things move because of the market. And man, Chris and JT have just always been right there, fully subject matter experts, helping our at the time was a veteran client, fully understand what was going on, and then just help them make the best decision for them within the time period. And it's not just like professional guff to make sure you do the right thing. It's really like, no, listen, I'm your friend, family. You need to do this for these reasons, and then we get it done. So.
I appreciate you saying that, man. I appreciate it. And we feel the same way about you. We've hit it off. We really hit it out of the park from the first time we met, and it's been great working with Robert and for Robert. Really, he brings us some solid clients. We try to treat them like our family, like I said. And it's not seen much in the business world anymore, where you get that kind of personal connection with individuals, and to have that with a realtor partner like Robert, and then to extend that to our clients, where we all have the same goals, we're all on the same page. It's really a blessing to be able to find that we found you, Robert, and then obviously able to extend that to our clients and our clientele and the people that we help get into new homes.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So before we get too far ahead of telling each other how awesome we think the other person, go back to your vision, because I don't think I've ever really heard your vision with you and JT and how you guys got into it. I just kind of met you in the industry and looking to get business, right, and grow, help each other grow. What's your vision?
So we both come from families that have had, JT's family has been actually in the mortgage industry for quite some time, but for my side of it, I come from, I guess, property owners. My uncles and aunts and my dad all have an LLC where they actually own a couple of rental properties throughout the Mid-Atlantic region. JT and his family do the same thing, but it's just kind of them. It's not any aunts and uncles or anything like that. So coming from that and seeing that and having that around us our entire lives, we knew right off the bat when we graduated that no matter what line of business we were going to go into, we knew that one of the key components to sustaining or creating first and then sustaining wealth was property management, land ownership, so to speak. Not property management, owning property, owning land, and then being able to either sell for a profit if you do any renovations, or actually have tenants and like I said, kind of continue to grow and have that. Like Robert, you so eloquently put it when we first started, you want to make money when you're sleeping. You want to do things that are going to have some sort of capital come in when you're not even thinking about it. And that plays right into line with what JT and I kind of grew up with, that we saw firsthand as kids growing up and the hard work that goes into it. And then obviously we wanted to take that and move it into our own lives. And we've seen success in it so far, just with a couple of things that he and I did before we even started the mortgage business. And then now that we are establishing our own families, and obviously we established the business, there's a lot of stuff that we've learned and a lot of stuff that we're continuing to do in that space of property ownership, land ownership. Biggest thing that I've taken to heart, I think my grandfather told me one time, was they're not making any more land, right? It's a very, very good commodity to get into. So that's something that's kind of stuck with me. And if you get a good property and you put your own kind of shine on it, you put your own kind of style into it, there's no reason why you can't have somebody coming in there, especially in this area with the military and the influx of people coming in and out. You can not only make money for yourself, but provide a good home for people that are coming in that are going to be here for a short time. And then if you want to turn around and sell it down the road, there's more than enough people that are out there looking always. So. That's kind of like the 50,000 foot view, I guess, from JT and I. But yeah, I hope that answers your question.
No, I think it does. I think it does. And it, you know, it also opens up a lot more questions, what I want to jump into later. But I feel as though that's a great transition into why we're hosting these events for people and how they're different than just another typical first-time home buyer workshop.
Right.
I know we've talked about, based off of our experiences, you know, you've just covered your background of, you know, real estate and getting a mortgage and why we're here. And then in addition to what, you know, being an agent and investor, also having a couple of rental properties and then my own entrepreneurial experiences, we found a great opportunity to host a different type of first-time home buyer workshop. And exactly. That more than just, okay, get your credit ready. Okay, finding an agent, a home inspection, these right. are the home processes. Like, That is great. We're gonna go over that, but can you kind of touch on for our listeners is like why we decided to organize this and what kind of content we're bringing to the table?
Oh yeah, no question. So you're exactly right. That stuff is good. You need to know the basics. You need to know the brass tacks of. You need to get your credit in line. You need to get these documents in line. This is how the process works. But the reason why I think you and I started talking about this and with JT is that, one, we mesh well together. We have very similar ideas on how to kind of create and grow wealth. But everybody says they want to create and grow wealth. With us, and because we're subject matter experts in this industry, we can give you the backbone. We can give you the reasoning behind why this is a smart move, from not only personal experience, but the people that we've helped with, our family histories of doing it, your personal experience, like you just said, and your entrepreneurship and everything, basically. We don't want to kind of skim the surface like every other company out there that says, hey, you need X, Y, and Z, and then you can get a mortgage, or X, Y, and Z, this is good to own a property. We want to get into the deep-rooted, not feelings behind it, but the deep-rooted reasoning behind it of why this is such a good idea, and show firsthand from our knowledge and from our experience why it is so. So it's not going to be just lip service. It's going to be an in-depth dive into, hey, this has worked for me. This is why I went into it. It has worked, and this is why you should kind of think about it and keep it open as an option for yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Great answer too, by the way. And just to kind of put some, like, okay, what are we really going to be talking about in these things? Some things to think about is, you know, making an extra mortgage payment a year takes significant time off of your loan balance and life of the loan, paying less right. interest. There's tax advantages of owning a home. There's sure. ways to put more money back in your pocket, not just by owning a home and write-offs and taxes, but there's even like house hacking, you know, not just renting out a room or garage or storage space. There's all these different areas that you can take advantage of as a homeowner, and even sometimes as a tenant of someone else's property, if you understand your lease terms. But what we're going to be focusing on is why it's a great idea to own a home, no matter who you are, and the advantages of being a homeowner, and then how we're going to design a strategy to your terms and values. Right. So whether you just got stationed here in Norfolk and you need to put a roof over your family's head, first-time homebuyer, we got you. Or are you going to be relocating 15 times, or do you just want to make some supplemental income or some passive income,
right,
depending on your scenario? So we are going to go over everything that's required to be a successful homeowner, and things that you can take from being a homeowner to save money, put money back in your pocket for long-term wealth, like you said, build our empire or our legacy.
Right. Right. Much more. I was talking more of the existential things of the reasons why, the backbone of the reasons why, but you're exactly right. The financial aspect of everything, to be able to put money in your pocket, to have more of a solid foundation for anything that your family wants to do. You hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly the main reason why we're getting into it, as well as what I was talking about.
Right. Right. And what I talk to, like when I talk to people who think, I don't want the responsibility of owning a home, or it's too much to own a home. You know, some things that I like to shine light on is, right now in our market, your mortgage payment, if you were to buy a home, most times that your mortgage payment would be less than what you would be paying for rent. You know, so
I know about close to 100% of the time. Close to 100% of the time.
Yeah. You know, I'd want to say that too, but there's some instances that except for this one,
right.
We're on the internet. Yeah. I know if I wanted to rent a house, because I've rented out my houses before, it's always at least 10% more than what my mortgage is. So imagine, having to pay that, knowing that, okay, I have to rent this home. It's $1,500 for me to rent this home. What if I were to tell you that it was only $1,000 to own your own home every month?
Right.
You pay your mortgage, just $500 in savings that you're either having in savings, or you can put into building, the value of your house, or just anything else.
Right. You're exactly right.
Going over, prepping your credit, repairing your credit, how long that actually takes. It doesn't take as long as you need. And I think one of the biggest things that we're going to be covering in our shop, in our workshop, is, there's going to be, we have things to do in life anyway, whether it's wake up, take care of our kids, go to work, whatever. There's going to be things that we have to do whatever, So if we want to talk on the topic of becoming a homeowner and taking control of so many different things, is, listen, life is going to have its challenges no matter what.
Right.
Do you want to deal with the challenges that help you get to where you want to be in life?
Right.
So if it's, I got to repair my credit, I'd rather just do this. Well, it might be beneficial for you and your family to start repairing your credit, because maybe 6 months or a year down the road, you can be further than where you were.
Exactly. And that's really one other reason, a key reason that I would like to bring up real quick is why we're doing this, because just to kind of shed light on that type of situations and set ourselves up as an advisor, if not anything else, just to be there and say, hey, listen, these are things that are going to benefit you in the long term. Just kind of get people's kind of mindset shifted just a little bit, to realize that there's a lot of opportunities out there to better themselves for their families and grow exponentially in terms of wealth and stuff by just shifting their mindset just a little bit.
Yeah. Oh my God. Speaking of opportunities, it's 2019. There's so many opportunities. Every time you think you're like, you see an opportunity and you're like, if you're anything like me and you do your due diligence before you start investing anything, you just see how there's so many other layers and opportunities within it. Like, you could take, just take the industry of real estate, or even skydiving or golf. There are so many different areas that you could be in that industry or realm, or whether it's a business or an employee or anything.
Right.
I was in a meeting the other day, and there's literally a guy out there who has a business for phone recordings for when you're on hold. So he, makes on hold recordings for your business, or puts the music on there or whatever. And this man who would have ever thought of that? I would never think that,
awesome.
It's like an on hold recording for advertisements or supporting my business or something like that. And this man has a successful phone recording business in 2019 in an area where, you know, it's so quick, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's such a good idea. You're exactly right. And there's so many, and hopefully what we bring when we start to have these discussions in these workshops, other, not only you and I, but the people that are there will be able to think of things and be like, oh, I never thought of that. Or, oh, that's such a great idea. Just like what happened right here with us. It's like, I'd never heard of that before. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, yeah. And another great thing about these workshops is not just as far as like how ours are designed, it's not going to be like a school, you know, we're going to read from a slide for an hour and a half and then you got information. Like you said, right. Like, oh, that's a great idea. It's very collaborative, very, you know, like you said, oh, that's a great idea. How, and then through the people that you meet and network with in there, whether it's a real estate workshop or whatever, is that gives you the opportunity to formulate a group or your team to get that idea going. You know,
right,
and hold each other accountable. So it's really cool.
Yep.
So, okay, cool. We covered what we're going to be going into, why we got into the event, stuff like that. We're holding pretty much back-to-back workshops this month. We're hitting through this summer. So I know our first ones are the 7th and 8th of July.
Yep.
And then we got the 10th and 11th. It's pretty much Wednesday and Thursday of every week this month, except for the 24th and then the 18th.
That's
24th
right.
24th and 15th, we're not doing it, and the 18th we're off. So we're right. going to have an event flyer. We're going to have event leaks at the base of the at the bottom of the page here with all the dates. We're on Facebook. We're on Eventbrite. Each event is limited to 25 people. So get in there quick. These always fill up really quick. So we're going to have more information as far as where the event's going to be, the dates and times, and we're hosting it. So with that being said,
and we'll check in as well. We'll probably do another one of these little tutorials here real quick and let you know how they're going. We'll just kind of check in and just post and say, hey, these are some good ideas that got brought up. These are some things that kind of went over like a lead balloon. We'll kind of spitball this the whole time and let everybody know how it's going and hopefully entice more people to come out there.
That's a great idea. And, you know, I'm going to put it out there right now that each of these events,
I got a phone call. Can you hear me now?
Yep, I got you.
All right, great. So each one of these events are going to be the same, but different. They're going to be unique in their own way. We're not going to be covering, we're going to be covering the basic of the material, but it's going to be such a Q&A and going off of our experience right. and making the most out of each event that they're going to be a little bit different. And if you've ever attended like a personal development workshop or, you know, any other workshop, a lot of times they can be very similar. You know, they can be the same, similar in some way. And what I want to say to you right now is that if you feel that way, there's a reason for that. And it's because they do it until you get it. You know, whatever the message is being sent, most times you don't just pick it up on the first one. You know, you hear it, you learn it. But in order for you to really like take it in or for your subconscious to take it in and have in there, you got to hear it multiple times. And so that's why, A, we're hosting multiple events back to back as many times this month, as close intervals, and in addition to when you come out, you're going to be hearing the same things, reinforcing those ideas and tools that we talk about, but you're going to be learning from the different people that are in there and then whatever comes up of these events. So I wouldn't say come to one and you're good. I would say come to many as you can, meet as many people.
I agree.
Take as much info you can and then just run with it.
Yeah, there's no question. I agree wholeheartedly.
All right, cool. So I think we covered it, you know, enough about who we are and the events and stuff like that. I'm just going to hit you with a couple questions for us to get you to get familiar with who you are and stuff like that. And first, I'm going to ask, what is your favorite book?
What's my favorite book? I'm in the middle of the second Game of Thrones right now because I hated the ending of the show, but that's not my favorite. That's probably The Sun Also Rises by Hemingway. Probably my favorite.
Okay. I haven't read that one. Can you tell us a little bit about it without giving it away?
Yeah, it's a guy who, I don't want to call it an autobiography, but it's basically talking about himself. It's right between, I think it's right after World War I. He's an expatriate over in France and Spain, and he just goes, actually mainly in Spain, goes around going to bullfights, drinking, getting in fights. It's pretty much the quintessential Indiana Jones kind of American in the 20s that everybody kind of looks back at the golden age and just like, man, that was a cool guy.
Okay, cool. I like that. I'm gonna have to check that out. Awesome. is there a, well, I won't ask. I was going to ask if there's like a lesson to take away, but if I ask that, that might give away the book. You know?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more. It's a lot more than drinking and bullfighting and going around Spain. But it's there at the end. There's a, it comes together. I mean, Hemingway is obviously a fantastic author. So there's definitely some underlying stuff in there for the meaning and things like that. So
awesome. My next question is, what are your top three priorities? And what are you doing to complete them? And they can be, you know, anything.
Anything? Well, just had a little girl. So number one is being a good dad. Providing for my family, obviously, is wrapped in there as well. Being the best business partner I can be to JT. And then growing my empire. So all three of those, I guess what I'm doing to be successful in all those is all kind of conglomerate into one, is just kind of hustle as much as I can, do the right thing as much as I know how to, put the right foot forward, and really just never stop, really just keep going. That's kind of the 50,000 foot view. I don't know, you put me on the spot there a little bit, but yeah, I think they're all kind of connected, and it all require, all three require me to be the best of myself, be the best version of myself as I can be. So
nice. What does being the best version of yourself mean to you?
Holding myself accountable, making sure that if I set a task, I do everything in my ability to complete that task before moving on to something else. Not taking anything for granted, knowing that each day there, you can get out there and you can accomplish something that you did the day before, and making sure that I never lose sight of those three priorities, of those three goals, and where I want to be at the end of my life, and make sure that every action that I take is pointed in the direction of that ultimate goal.
Nice. Great answer, bro. Great answer, Chris.
Thanks, man.
All right, so that's pretty much it for me. Do you have anything you need to add or think about, Stan?
No, that's good. Just the next time we do one of these, I'm coming with my own questions to put you on the spot, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely, for sure. How do people get a hold of you or find you if they have more information or want to work with you?
So we're always listed as the Hockman Team. Academy is the Hockman. HockmanTeam.com will take you directly to our academy website that has our bios, the whole nine yards. That's probably the easiest way to get there. Our email is HockmanTeam@academymortgage.com as well. My Instagram page and my Facebook page is all linked directly to our team page as well. Our Zillow page is up as well. We are a 5-star premier lender, both in the Richmond and the Hampton Roads area. So you can click on there, and they're all interlinked as they are now. As well on LinkedIn. I mean, you click one and then you kind of get passed through all of them. But yeah, if you start with HockmanTeam.com, then you will be able to go through pretty much everything, go through the whole gauntlet.
Awesome, bro. And then we'll also have additional information in the bottom of this
page,
dude. Wherever you're finding or watching this video, we're going to have additional info there too. Awesome.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, Chris, thank you so much for jumping on the show. Appreciate
no
you.
Problem.
I look forward to hosting these events and getting some more.
Absolutely, man. Talk to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day, everybody.
See you guys.